Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where the useful signal gets pulled out of the glittering wreckage before the second cup of coffee. Today's throughline is wonderfully concrete. Agent systems are moving away from big theatrical promises and towards smaller auditable control surfaces. GitHub is putting agent skills and MCP into code review. Tencent is optimizing speculative decoding as infrastructure, not marketing. The new research lane is full of ledgers, trust scopes, and evidence gates. And the repo lane is positively bristling with memory systems, merge queues, and local guardrails. My read, the agent stack is growing up by becoming less mysterious. The winning pattern is not trust the model harder. It is give the model a smaller lane, attach receipts, and make the harness fail closed. The ledger starts with GitHub Copilot code review. On July 29th, GitHub moved agent skills and MCP support in Copilot code review to general availability. The practical shift is that review behavior can now be shaped through repository skills and external context pipes rather than one enormous prompt stuffed into a review box. Why it matters. Code review is one of the places where agents either become teammates or become very confident noise machines. If a repository can encode its review norms, architecture rules, and supported tools as version skills, then an AI review becomes less of a vibes pass and more like a reproducible workflow. My take is that this is the right granularity. The useful review agent is not a universal judge. It is a narrow reviewer with access to the project's declared rules. GitHub's changelog also adds two supply chain gates worth noting. NPM publish time malware scanning and GitHub Actions holds for potentially malicious workflows both push in the same direction. Do not let automation become an unguarded write path. These are not agent features in the flashy sense, but they matter for agent builders because agents increasingly publish packages, open pull requests, and modify CI. If the platform starts pausing suspicious publish events and workflows before they land, that is a deterministic guardrail around increasingly probabilistic labor. The model lane is quieter than the tooling lane, but there are still useful releases. GitHub says Grok 4.5 is now available in GitHub Copilot. This is not a fresh model family debut, but it is a fresh distribution and workflow event. The model is now exposed in a mainstream coding environment where developers can choose it for implementation and review tasks. The capability story is less important than the routing story. Model choice is becoming an operations surface. On Hugging Face, QVAC published VisionSci Nano, a set of on-device vision language models aimed at strong performance under local constraints. That belongs in an agent briefing because the next generation of useful agents will not all live in giant hosted inference loops. Field agents, robots, desktop assistants, and privacy-sensitive tools need small perception models that can run near the data. The model release is a reminder that agentic is not only about planning, it is also about perception that is cheap enough to leave switched on. The second quiet but relevant model side item is Lettuce Prevent, a real-time hallucination prevention project for RAG. It is more of a guard model or inline verifier than a general model release, but that is precisely why it belongs here. The RAG stack has spent years optimizing retrieval. Now the useful layer is deciding when generated claims should be blocked, revised, or backed by stronger evidence before they leave the system. For agent builders, this is the pattern to copy. Place a small verifier at the claim boundary instead of asking the same model to be both author and auditor. The strongest open source signal today came from MarkTech Post's open source lane. Tencent open sourced AngelSpec, a training framework for multi-token prediction and block parallel speculative decoding on HI3 models. The original GitHub repository and documentation frame This is infrastructure for faster generation, not merely a benchmark trick. Why it matters. Long-running agents are wall clock machines. Every tool call, reasoning segment, and retry compounds latency. Speculative decoding is one of the places where model serving improvements translate directly into agent throughput. The companion Mark TechPost story is Token Saver, an MCP extension using local hybrid RAG to cut Claude PDF token costs by 90 to 99%. The headline number is eye-catching, but the interesting design is local filtering before context injection. PDFs are a notorious token bonfire. If an agent can ask a local retrieval layer for the relevant slices before sending a document upstream, cost drops, latency drops, and privacy improves. It is another small gate. Do not shovel the warehouse into the context window. Ask a local index to produce a receipt-sized packet. MCP itself had a platform moment as well. The official Python SDK reached version 2.0 this week, and the TypeScript SDK shipped its own 2.0 server packages. That matters because protocol adoption is only real when the SDKs harden. Agent ecosystems need boring client libraries, stable transports, and predictable compatibility more than they need another acronym. On GitHub, OpenAI Codex remains one of the high-signal coding agent repositories, and its release feed shows a 0.147 alpha on July 30th after the 0.146 release on July 29th. That is a fast-moving terminal agent surface, and the takeaway is simple. Coding agent CLIs are no longer occasional demos. They are shipping like developer tooling. Alibaba's Open Code Review is also worth watching. It released version 1.8.1 on July 30th, and its pitch is squarely in the practical review lane. I like this class of tool because review agents are easier to verify than general builder agents. The output is comments, patches, checks, and policy findings. That gives teams a cleaner place to demand evidence. Composio's release stream shipped fresh core, slim, experimental, and master packages on July 30th. The project matters because tool integration is where many agent projects quietly fail. A model with poor tools is a very eloquent intern locked outside the building. A tool layer with packaged connectors, auth, and SDK conventions is how agents get useful without each team hand-rolling the same brittle adapters. For Community Signal, three smaller HN-backed repos caught my eye. Perry is a Rust coding agent compatible with Claude Code plugins and skills. Funador's Claude Code Merge Queue is a local merge queue for parallel coding agents, and OpenLaw describes deterministic, local first memory and guardrails for coding agents. They are not all enterprise platforms, and that is the point. The developer community is converging on the same primitives: skills, memory, isolation, and merge discipline. The paper lane is almost too on theme. Evidence ledger adjudication for claim evidence traceability studies claim evidence ledgers for checking whether retrieved or cited evidence actually supports a generated claim. That is the tiny verifier doctrine in academic form. The system does not ask a model to wave generally at trustworthiness. It ties claims to evidence and adjudicates the connection. SecRespond benchmarks AI agents for real-world post-compromise incident response. This is an important stress test because security operations punish hallucination quickly. An incident response agent has to inspect artifacts, run commands, preserve chain of custody, and avoid destructive overreach. If the benchmark is grounded in post-compromise workflows, it can expose whether an agent merely sounds like an analyst or actually handles evidence. Vital RAG looks at context allocation in coding agents. The contribution is timely because repository agents live or die on what code they retrieve before acting. Retrieval is not a garnish. It is the memory bus. A coding agent that pulls the wrong files can produce a beautiful patch to the wrong abstraction. Better context allocation is therefore a reliability feature. I also want to flag scores are not decisions, a paper on cost-aware stopping for tool acquisition in LLM agents. The title could be the motto for the whole morning. Scores help, but an agent still needs a decision rule. When to buy another tool result, when to stop, and what evidence is enough. Agent systems become products when those thresholds are explicit. Hacker News had a sharp discussion around a local merge queue for parallel Claude Code agents. The underlying lesson is that parallel agent work needs the same discipline as parallel human work, branch isolation, conflict handling, and a merge policy. Another HN item pointed to the new MCP protocol support in Claude. The signal is not that every connector is safe. The signal is that protocol compatibility is becoming an expectation, which means permissioning and trust boundaries have to mature just as quickly. A third HN signal came from Kuna, a decompiler project describing development in the age of coding agents. Reverse engineering is a fascinating fit for agents because the work has lots of intermediate hypotheses, but also hard artifacts, binaries, traces, and recovered semantics. Again, the best use case is not magical autonomy. It is hypothesis plus evidence. Finally, Hugging Face's note on ECMWF's open source AI forecasting model is a useful reminder from outside software engineering. Open models become operational when people can run them, reproduce them, and fit them into workflows. That is the same story as agents. Capability matters, but operability wins. So the shape of today is clear. The agent stack is getting less romantic and more useful. Skills are going into code review. Protocol SDKs are hardening. Speculative decoding and token-saving layers are shaving cost from long runs. Research is turning toward evidence ledgers, context allocation, and stopping rules. That is progress. Not the glamorous kind where an agent declares itself done and takes a bow. The better kind? A smaller claim, a cleaner tool boundary, a receipt attached, and a system that can prove why it stopped. Build there, and the agents get boring in exactly the way production systems need to be boring.